It's Monday, September the 15th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm your host, Vince. With me today is
Anthony,
DJ,
and this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. This week's episode, we're giving you our impressions on the new Bungie video game, Destiny. Picks revolve around technology and movies and video games as well, and as do our weeks, because that's what we talk about here on this fine podcast.
Those are the only cool things in the world, to be honest.
Exactly. No political, no religious, nothing. Those aren't cool. Those aren't cool at all. Anthony, how have you been the past week?
I've been good.
Yeah?
I've been getting my game on.
Oh, your game on. Oh,
finally.
I'm sure you're going to tell us about that later on.
I'm very
happy.
You've
got some big stories.
I'm very happy.
Yeah, I think you and TJ have something in common that you're going to talk about.
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Is yours white?
No, mine's black.
Nah, get out of here. I don't deal with your kind.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
I don't know, man.
Racism from the white boy again.
We're gonna get kicked off iTunes. I apologize.
But yeah, so that's your week?
Oh, not yet. I'm gonna get into
it. But like, that's how you've been?
Yeah, I've been weekend? Lots of gaming and some shopping.
Okay, and TJ, I'm assuming the same goes for you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Before we get into the big topic of Destiny, I'm gonna ask you guys right here, right now. Since you both just got PS4s.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys think about the PS4? The PS quadruple.
You want to take that first, or
the
what?
The PS quadruple.
I have less to say about it.
I think you should go first.
Okay,
I'll go first. Because if Anthony goes first, you might take your topics.
That's true.
And then you'll have even less to say.
Pretty much. Going from PS3 to PS4, I see no difference other than graphical quality.
Yeah.
User interface is pretty much the same to me.
It's just a bit reversed.
It's just, yeah.
Like they took the cross media bar and tilted it to the side?
Pretty much.
Degrees. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It seems, yeah, it's still really annoying to navigate.
Oh.
That's pretty much it. It's
okay, I'll ask you some important questions. How do you feel about the controller?
The controller, I like the trigger-ish buttons.
Okay.
The R2 and L2.
Uh-huh.
Other than that... Oh, right. I don't like... What's the button on the left? It's not select. It's
share? Options? Share?
Share.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Those aren't in the center of the controller, right?
No.
Is that annoying?
That's annoying, because I always think there's a select button over there. Sometimes I push it, and I'm like, oh, shit. You gotta wait, and then... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because the system, like, overload.
Yeah, I don't like that it's called an options button on the right.
Okay.
Because I'm just not used to that.
Yeah.
And that pad in the middle, I still haven't...
The touchpad?
Yeah, what's
it useful for? Some games use it.
There are games that use it.
There are?
Yeah.
But I think its main purpose is that when you get, like, the PS Vita TV, use that controller, and that'll replace the back touch.
Okay, I guess so. It's pretty useless for me, then.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a front touch on the Vita, too?
There is.
On the screen, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. Controller. It honestly just feels the same.
How do you feel about the where we are in video games where you have to... You can't just put in the game and play.
You can't?
Well, like everything has to install, right?
Oh, that. Well, I don't have a problem with that because I usually just put it on and do something else anyways.
Okay.
So, that's not really a problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that everything can update when I'm away.
That's good.
Now that I'm
a freaking so Plus member.
Then again, it was also a feature with Plus.
Yeah.
On the PS3, I mean.
True.
Yeah. I never had that, so. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. That way everything's up to date. Oh, I like the chat.
Chat.
The party chat.
Oh, you can make the chat rooms and stuff?
Like, yeah.
Oh, finally?
Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome to the last generation.
Finally happened.
Welcome to Xbox 360, ladies and gentlemen.
I was so used to my text chats.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember that was one of the most revelatory features of the 360 when it came out in 2005.
Yeah, man.
Welcome to the world of
we
tomorrow.
We really needed this.
Yeah. Because I remember we used to just play, we would Skype each other. Like, we'd go to a third-party solution.
Yeah. It was stupid.
Now we don't have Skype. Like, now Xbox has Skype, and PlayStation doesn't have Skype.
Yeah.
So now they're still behind.
Oh, that's true.
It's okay. I can look past that.
That's Have you true. Been using the microphone that the system came with?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I want to know, yeah, what did you guys think about that headset?
It sucked.
Really?
The microphone does good quality, like it does decent quality.
Yeah.
But like the actual thing that goes in your ear sucks.
Okay.
It won't stay in my ear.
Because it's like a flat thing, right? It's not the ones like the gel things.
Yeah.
Fit. Oh, is it like an earbud?
Yeah, it's like, think of an earbud from the early 2000s.
So like the original.
Yeah, like the flat ones that just kind of sit there and
then
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
because I actually just forgot that my Xbox One had a headset and I took it out. I'm like, hey, this thing's pretty quality.
Yeah, no, this one's crap.
So what I did is I have like a pair of expensive Sennheiser headphones.
Yeah,
and they have like a microphone on
them. Oh, you could just plug them in.
I plugged them in.
You're lucky.
And the microphone works, right? But the thing is, the chat only comes out of the left ear.
Oh,
that's annoying. Right.
So I don't know how to change out the stereo, if there's an option for that.
I don't know if there's an adapter. Maybe not.
Maybe.
I know for the Xbox One controllers, you have to buy an adapter to use any headset.
I know PlayStation has their own mic, that mm-hmm. big headset.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I think that one's Bluetooth, though.
Those are expensive, too.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to pay that much just to talk to people.
Yeah, but so you like your PlayStation 4.
For the most part, yes.
Yeah.
For the most part. Destiny's probably the only thing I'll play for it. Until Kingdom Hearts 3.
Really?
Probably.
You're gonna, skip everything until then?
Well, what's coming out? Like, Call of Duty. Yeah. A bunch of sports games, probably.
Yeah. Tiger Woods, man!
Yeah, I wasn't into the Tiger Woods games.
You're not gonna play Batman?
Batman? See, I don't know. I think I'm done with that game.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of things. I don't know. I'm really picky with my games right now.
I honestly don't remember what's coming out this holiday season.
See?
Oh, yeah. I guess the thing that I'm interested in, you guys aren't. Like, I want Dragon Age.
No.
Yeah. I didn't play the first two.
Yes. Well, you don't need to play them.
I don't like the first one.
I want Project Cars.
Eh.
I don't...
Yeah, but see, those aren't... That's all racing, so, I don't expect you guys to be into that.
Yeah.
I want to play Evolve.
Oh, yeah? Okay. I haven't seen a lot of that game, though.
I thought that was this Xbox.
No, it's both. It's...
Okay. Well, there's one.
There's very few exclusive games anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Yeah, even last gen, it was...
Yeah. Well, last gen, there was a lot of exclusives at the beginning, and then they all just went, no, they were all timed.
They're like, listen, this is all garbage. Like, the same thing with Rise of the Tomb Raider. Yeah. It's like, exclusive, air quotes.
Yeah,
so... Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Yeah. It's the new Tomb Raider game.
Oh, cool. When's that coming out?
2015, I think.
Never mind then.
Christmas, yeah. Well, okay. Well, it sounds like you like your PlayStation 4 for what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Anthony, do you like your white-collar PlayStation 4?
I like it significantly better because it's white.
Oh, my God.
I'm just joking. So I got the Destiny bundle.
Oh, good for you. That was $469, right?
Yes. Yeah, $469. So it was like $20 extra or $10 extra.
No, isn't it?
I thought it was $450 in Canada. $449.
So it was $469. Okay, yeah, maybe right. Yeah.
So $20 extra. Oh, yeah, in the States it's $399 still, but in Canada it's $450.
Dang, wow. We're getting ripped off.
Yeah, they blame our dollar. That's what they said.
Which is crazy because I know if you buy an Xbox One, it's $399.
Yeah, it's still $399 here.
That's and bullshit. It comes with a free game if you're choosing.
Yeah, this month.
It does.
That's garbage.
Yeah. But anyways, you got it for the. You paid that extra for the white.
Yeah, for the for Destiny, for my Destiny.
Okay. Shut up.
I even hate myself for saying that.
Yeah, but, you should.
So
I should break my iPad over your head.
I don't know. I'll go over some point. Like, so the cross media bar stuff.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Really?
I hate the new one.
I thought you would have liked it.
I love the old cross-media bar.
Yeah.
I think the one on the PlayStation 3 is, like, the pinnacle of UI on a console. Like, I like folders. I like having my set. Because everything is, in my head, I relate it to computers.
Yeah.
And I like putting everything in folders.
Oh, yeah.
So this is my music folder. Everything's in this thing. And then here's all the subfolders in this line.
I can see why you're in. Okay.
Right? And then with the bar below your... navigation, because it's like two cross media bars on top of each other, the one below it's always set on what you've most recently done, not what's in your system or what it's always what you've played last.
That's one of the things that when I first saw the PlayStation 4, it was really infuriating when you went to like your games
Yeah. It was always recent, not like...
And you still have the option. It's like, oh, I played Infamous, mm-hmm. right? And so Infamous is there, but I have Destiny in my console. So I'll go click on Infamous.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, wrong disc inserted. And I'm like, why is that even there then? Why?
Yeah.
Why isn't there just, like, why isn't the thing that's in my console
yeah.
the first option?
Yeah.
And stuff, like, little stuff like that. That's really annoying. That.
Yeah, if you have, the more games you have, the more infuriating it becomes.
So that's what I'm worried about.
However, if you stick to digital only, then all those will always work.
Oh, true.
There is a library option.
Yes.
So with my newfound PlayStation Plus account, I've downloaded some free games, and that stuff's nice. Like, yeah. But I haven't really found any way to sort it at all. Mm-hmm. It's kind of just here's a big screen full of titles.
Yeah.
and I can imagine. Yeah, and I can imagine like three, four years down the line when I have a bunch of like digital only games.
Yeah.
Plus all my disc games. You'll like,
forget about
that. That's gonna be all. That's going to be all jumbled up in some mess that's not easily searchable.
Yeah, right? I have the same issues on my Xbox. Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be... I know that's going to be a problem
mm-hmm.
for me
mm-hmm.
in the future.
Mm-hmm.
What a first world problem to have.
Mm-hmm. It's the greatest.
other than just like the UI annoyances, I really like the controller.
Yep.
I like the extended hand grips. Like yep. They feel longer than like the PS2 or PS3 controller.
Yeah, I think they're... They finally got the ergonomics right in the controller.
Yeah, remember when the PS3 was coming out and they revealed that banana controller? That was like a boomerang?
Yeah.
It kind of looks like they took the handles from that and just straightened it out.
Yeah.
And were like, here's the extended one so there's more room for your hand and stuff. And I think that was a smart decision. I'm not used to the grooves on the analog sticks.
Oh!
Like how there's kind of the thumb imprint. Like, because how I play on the PlayStation is just the flat surface, right?
Yeah.
I kind of like shoot my thumb to the side of it, but I don't need to do that anymore, so.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I like that change. I like it when they're indented like that.
And then the thing with that TJ said, the share and the options button not being in the center of the controller, where I've grown up with the PlayStation for like 10 plus years now, where I'm just like start select, that's in the middle. That's a thing. But now it's not.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, "Oh, press it. Oh, I pressed the touchpad." And then this thing came up, and I just died. God damn it.
I have the same issues with my Xbox, don't worry.
Okay. So yeah, it's just little things getting used to the console. I think my biggest problem is the UI.
I'm surprised. I thought you would have liked it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I just gotta get used to it.
Yeah.
The other thing is that all the games out now, it's the same with when the PS3 came out. They're... In terms of gameplay, they're last-gen games and last-gen ideas
mm-hmm.
with a new coat of paint.
Yep.
So if you remember, like Heavenly Sword, that game was pretty much a PS2 brawler with PS3 graphics.
Mm-hmm.
But then as you went along, like, brawlers evolved and stuff, so it's going to take time for, the generation to come into its own.
Yeah.
So that's really what I'm waiting for. Like, I wanted to play Destiny,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I was like, oh, I might as well make the upgrade now, because I know I'm going to get one in the future, so...
Yeah.
Kinda.
Can I ask how long did it take you to set up the whole thing? Like from opening the box to finally getting into Destiny?
So opening, I wanna say, I don't know, 30 minutes?
Really? That quick?
Yeah. It was really strict. Because like so in the back, like all the ports are really clearly defined
mm-hmm.
and they all have their own nice little section.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're trying to find it blind.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just reaching into the back of the console, they're all sectioned off in squares, which is really nice. The other thing is, like, the initial setup. If you already have a PSN account, it's just a matter of logging in, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do the stuff, like, say you buy a new laptop. They do the same things where when you start it up, it's like, oh, here's your Wi-Fi connection. So the reason that, like, all that stuff took me so short is because I use Direct... direct connection to my router.
Oh, you just have a cable.
Yeah, I just have an Ethernet cable.
Okay.
So it just automatically picks
it
up and
that's
stuff.
Good.
But yeah, it didn't take long. The installation for Destiny wasn't that big. Or I guess it downloaded it as I was playing, maybe.
That's a cool feature, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it didn't take too long.
That's good.
The only one I did have a long time was I have the Last of Us remastered.
Oh, you bought that?
Yeah, I'll get into my week later.
Okay.
But I just want to say now that when you start up that game, it installs a bit,
mm-hmm.
and then you play it, and then it has to install again while you're in the game. So you're sitting there for like 20 minutes waiting for this to install twice.
Oh.
Like, it's really weird.
But I'm assuming like when you stop playing and you turn off, it just does it.
Yeah, you don't have to. Okay. You don't have to install it again.
Okay.
That's weird. Yeah, I think that's the only game where I've noticed like an install time at all.
Oh.
Everything else has either been background or it hasn't been that big.
It sounds like a Metal Gear 5 or 4.
Ground Zeroes?
No, sorry, 4.
Oh, 4, where every chapter you had to install the separate chapter. Yeah. Yeah, that was very annoying.
Yeah.
For every act, I meant, sorry.
That sounds dumb.
It did.
It was very dumb.
And it wasn't a short install either.
Oh, but you got this like hot loading screen of Snake smoking a cigarette and like weird Metal Gear facts, and then occasionally an anti-smoking fact. It's like, you should stop smoking because it gives you cancer, and meanwhile Snake's just puffing some. And he's got this sweet little like futuristic cigarette container.
Yeah, Metal Gear needs to die.
Wow. This guy.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you both like your PlayStation 4s. Welcome to the current gen of gaming.
Yeah, that's also the thing of this generation. Of people don't know when to say current gen.
Yeah.
Or they don't, like, in all the podcasts I listen to, they're like, oh, these next generations of consoles. I'm like, they're out. It's not next gen anymore. It's current gen. It's been out for, like, almost a year now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. All right, then. Cool. Well, then that should lead us into our big topic about Destiny. So, this week, Bungie's highly anticipated game, Destiny, came out.
Mm-hmm.
There. First-person shooting MMO experience. You play as a guardian with the power of light to combat the darkness. And that's really, I think that's the story, right?
That's pretty much it. That's all I've gathered, is you are the light and you must fight the darkness.
Yes.
This game's fucking stupid in, like, the most dumb ways.
You know what, Anthony? Tell me what. First of all, how far have you gotten, or how much have you played, and what are your thoughts on Destiny?
I think I've probably played around like double-digit hours now, so like 12, 13 hours.
Okay.
Level 18 currently, yeah. And I think I'm on the final story mission. I'm not going to say where that is or what that is.
What class did you go with?
I went with a warlock.
Okay.
I played it in the beta.
In the beta.
I wasn't too amped on the Titan, but man, playing Titans against Titans in PvP, I'm like, oh, I should have went Titan. On like capture the point stuff, they have like this one move where it's like an overshield, but it's a bubble.
Yeah.
So you just punch it down into the on the point.
Oh my god.
And then you have double shield with faster regen, and they're just unkillable. Like even a shotgun blast to the face doesn't kill them.
That sucks.
Yeah, for control, Titan is the best.
Yeah, it's insane. But Warlock has some really cool stuff. Their secondary class, though, the Firewalker or something.
Sunslinger.
It's like not any different that I've seen from the Voidwalker.
Oh.
It's pretty much just a palette swap. Like, you know how you have your Vortex Grenade? Well, you have like a Sun Grenade that also does damage over time in an area. And it's just, instead of a purple thing that's like a black hole, it's the sun, and it burns people.
Whoa.
It's really only aesthetic difference from what I've seen. And then the supercharge move is different.
Mm-hmm.
What's the supercharge move?
You power yourself up, and then all your abilities get extra damage and extra effects.
Okay.
And so it lasts for a lot longer.
Oh, it's like a buff.
Yeah, it's a buff. So instead of using your one-time OHKO attack,
yeah,
you get like a self-buff.
Oh, that's what I'm seeing online. Yeah. Okay.
When you see online where they go like into the sunlight, like kind of Boktai style, that's the hunter.
And I know that's what I have.
And they get the golden gun. Yeah.
Let me tell you, that's the best in like deathmatch.
Yeah, straight up, he goes sunlight, and then he gets a flame gun, and he shoots vampires with it.
Uh huh. That's like one hit kill all the time.
And he had three shots.
Uh huh.
That's all you need.
Trust me, PvP, that's the best.
That's good for three kills.
I think Warlock is the worst for PvP, straight up. Like, Warlock got shafted.
Okay, so what do you think about Destiny, then?
I think Destiny is a solid game when you play it, but if you try to get into the lore, if you try to pay attention to the story, if you try to do anything other than shoot people in the face, it's not as good.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it's terrible, because it's not. There's a lot of polish in it. It's a very well-made Bungie game. But coming off of Halo, I know how they can do lore. I know how they can do races. I know how they can do character engagement and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they do none of that in Destiny.
Yeah.
Like, we started off this segment by saying the story is you are the light and you fight the darkness. And we're not exaggerating when I'm on the last level and pretty much that's all I understand about the story. Like, there's some other people there, but they play such a minor role that they don't matter.
Yeah.
And, like, so in another example with Halo is you have the Elite. Or not the Elite, you have the alien race. I forget their name. The Elite's just one of them.
Wait.
The Covenant.
Oh, in Halo.
You have the Covenant, right? And so the Covenant were the Covenant were the one race for a while, but they were fleshed out. You knew about the Covenant.
Yeah.
They were a really interesting enemy to face.
Yeah.
With this one, there's multiple races and multiple styles of enemies, but they're all just kind of thrown in there. They aren't given as much care as, say, the Covenant. So it's like, oh, these guys blow up planets. Good thing you can shoot them in the face. And, like, that's the extent of like, what the ghost or what your companion, your Cortana equivalent, tells you about these people. The other thing is, like, all the story missions are pretty much horde mode by yourself.
They're the same.
Yeah, it's get to this place, let me shoot lasers at this computer, and I hack it. And then hold off three waves of enemies. It's not like there's never even slight differences, like, oh, it's only two waves of enemies this time versus five waves. It's always three waves.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait, hold on. Are you playing all on normal?
I'm playing all on normal.
Yes. Okay, well then.
It's heroic. Just
let me tell you, it's not three waves sometimes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Heroic can be a bitch sometimes.
Have you played on impossible?
There's impossible. I'm not touching that.
So they just put out a recent update where all the missions have. They go from, like, normal, heroic, hard, impossible.
Huh. Cool. Well, maybe it'll solve my problem of, like,
it won't. The loot It'll just be stuff, harder.
Right? Like, right now, the game's super easy.
Oh, yeah,
like,
okay.
So, like, on the difficulty... I've all played on only the difficulty that they've by default given me, which is normal.
Yeah.
And this game has kind of been... It's just a headshot fest. Like, the lock-on aiming is so severe that I'm like, I know I didn't shoot that guy in the face, but my bullet just did a wanted curve and shot that dude in the face. And just other stuff. Yeah. So like, and just other stuff like that. It's like, I love playing Destiny. That's a weird thing. Like, I kind of hate everything surrounding Destiny.
Yeah.
But when I actually play it, I get really addicted. Like, they're really good at gameplay. Like, I want to play PvP all the time. I want to do all the strike missions, like all the raid equivalents and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's just every time I want to get invested into Destiny as a story or into the world of Destiny, it just falls on its face.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a love-hate relationship for me. Okay. I hope I didn't, like, steal everybody's topics on that stuff. But I talked for a long time, so. Okay. What about you guys?
TJ, do you feel the same as Anthony, or are you, like, it more or less?
To tell you the truth, after the first couple missions, I stopped caring about the story and just started playing it.
Okay. That's okay.
So,
wait, when you say you stopped doing the story, do you mean, like, you stopped doing the story?
No, like, I stopped trying to understand.
Oh, okay. To pay attention. You're just like, oh, they said words.
Okay, I thought you meant, like, I stopped doing the missions and I just went straight into PvP and said goodbye.
No. I just stopped, I stopped caring about everything. Because as soon as they introduced, like, the other enemies, I'm like, okay, who are these guys?
Yeah.
And then they introduce another one, I'm like, alright, so who are the last guys and who are these guys?
So just for clarification, you beat the game.
I beat the game.
And you're level 20...
Like, 20... I'm 21 now.
Okay.
But yeah, I think what I'm looking forward to the most in this game is just all the raids.
Yeah.
The raids and getting crazy armor.
Yes.
That's what's keeping me playing.
It's a very loot-driven game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Hmm.
Story... If they release any more expansions that build on this story, I just don't think I'm going to care.
Well, I think those expansions are not just story. Like, they also bring new strike missions, and they bring new PvP maps and
stuff. Yeah, so I'll look forward to those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not for story, but for...
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, yeah, I don't know. It's the same as Anthony. Like, the story doesn't keep me playing, but when you play it...
Yeah.
You just can't stop, right? playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
I think it's just because I just want to be better than everyone.
It's like they have this finely crafted algorithm of addiction. Yeah. And then it's like, who cares about anything else if you're going to keep playing?
Yeah.
Even to things like the loot system, like, they don't give as much loot as, like, Borderlands, where they they're just popping treasure troves every time you shoot them. But, like, in this one, it's like, they give you enough, like, weapons playing. That you know that eventually you're going to get some, and it's just around the corner.
See, when you get to the end game, and that little mentality switches, and it becomes a lot more calculated.
Okay.
In your goals and what you want to do. But yeah, that's what you thought about Destiny? Like, it's okay, it's...
Pretty much. Like, I'll still be playing it
nonstop.
I haven't really stopped. So, it's a good game.
Yeah.
Just don't pay attention to the story. Or try to understand it. Yeah. I mean, you can if you want to, but...
Yeah.
You're not going to get any satisfaction from that.
Yeah.
So,
all right, that's okay.
What about you, bro?
In all the lead-up to this game, I was super excited because I was like, this could be the game I want. Mass Effect in an MMO sort of first-person shooter setting.
Instant style. Yeah.
That's what I wanted. What I expected was not that, but Halo in an MMO.
Okay.
What I got was even less than that. and that, I think, that's kind of the biggest disappointment for me. I'm having tons of fun like you guys, but you're right. You guys already hit it. The entire narrative, the lore is garbage. And the gameplay is fun and the mechanics are great. And it's a shame you guys didn't play Halo Reach, because I'll tell you right now, all the class stuff is lifted from that game.
Oh, wow, okay. Mm.
You know the bubble shield you talked about?
Yeah.
So Halo Reach...
Oh, he has a grenade!
Mm-hmm. Damn. Halo Reach introduced a set of classes, because you weren't the chief anymore.
Yeah.
For multiplayer, and each class had different abilities and such. And they've kind of just expanded upon that. Like, this game, gameplay-wise, is the successor to Reach.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
And for me... Reach is my favorite Halo game, but, I mean, like, they didn't really evolve beyond that, and so sometimes the gameplay, to me, feels a little dated, and I don't know if that's because I'm so hooked on Titanfall, I'm so used to, like, the speed and
brutality of that game. It's really hard to go back or, or from Titanfall, because of just how different it is from everything else.
And, like, I'm not saying it... I guess dated is the wrong word, it's just, it's so different, and it feels a little... Not quite as interesting, I guess. I don't know.
It depends on what shooter you like, right? If you like the kind of tactile, slow-paced kind of stuff, or if you just like crazy Quake-style, fast-paced.
Yeah. Like, it's definitely not on the slowest pace like Battlefield.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess it's in between Battlefield and Titanfall, but... So I like that. I'm just so disappointed, because you're right, like, Bungie have... shown that they know how to do lore and keep the the campaign is just so uninteresting. I was so surprised that it was all the same mission over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Because in all, like, I'm surprised there's no like big set piece moments, there's even no variation on mission. Like, it was the one time I was like, give me an escort mission or something,
please. Please let me guide someone through a dangerous path, please.
Come on, like, just let me do something. But it wasn't that, and that was so disappointing. But I'm having tons of fun, and I know what it is about the game that I like so much. And for me, it is basically the modern Phantasy Star Online that I've always wanted.
Okay.
Because when you think about Phantasy Star Online, that game had 4 levels.
Oh, it did!
Did it not?
Yeah.
TJ, remember? We used to play at the same... Actually, we didn't even do the last two. We just did the first two. Because the other two were so damn hard.
I don't remember that, but I remember we played it a lot.
Yeah, and what did we do? We just did the same mission over and over and over. And Phantasy Star doesn't have drops. Like,
oh yeah.
That game has almost no drops.
It's just mission rewards, right?
Yo.
Not even.
How do you get new items in that game, then?
You buy them.
Oh my god.
Yo, it was an awesome game.
Gross.
And the combat was pretty, like, it wasn't very interesting. Yeah. Like, it was tap, tap, tap. It was even worse with a gun. Mm-hmm.
That's just shoot, shoot, shoot. Yeah. Just chill in the back.
Yeah. But, and I think that's what this game does for me. Like, it strikes that specific chord with me, and that's why I like it so much. I am also have beaten the game. I'm at level 21, according to my Destiny app.
Ooh, fancy.
Because I am that guy.
Living in the future.
And, yeah. You're right. Like, it's so much fun. Like, it's so addicting to play, and I have so many complaints about it, but for some reason I'm still playing it. It's like, to me, I look at this game, and it's like, there was no creative lead. I feel like there was two teams. One who really wanted to do PvP, and the other one who wanted to MMO. Yeah. And at no point did they talk to each other, and they had the same resource budget, and they were only allowed to go as far as they can without deviating onto one side or the other.
Is either that, or I think this guy on Giant Bomb, Jeff Gerstmann, said it really well. It's like a guy in a business suit came into the creative team meeting and was like, yo, these kids like this thing in an MMO, but they don't really understand why those things are in an MMO or what they're even for, but he just told them to put it in because it's popular.
I don't know. See, I don't know if it's like that. If anything, to me, it feels like this is a team who's built their fame on first-person shooters trying to make an RPG.
Okay, I can see that, yeah.
And it's like, I feel like they're going through some nuances that an established RPG developer would know about already. It also feels like it's a third of a bigger game.
And that's the problem with, like, when studios go out of their dorm, right?
Yeah.
Like, look at Kojima when he tried to make Revengeance. They're just like, we can't make it, so give it to Platinum, because that's all they do.
Yeah. I don't know, like, I'm so disappointed that this game has... They've already announced 2 expansion packs.
So soon, like...
Before release!
Yeah, like, that's before crazy. Release.
And it's like, this game is so small as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have no time in my mind, in, like, a couple of years when, like, there's 50 expansion packs out, Destiny will be awesome.
But, and then Destiny 2 will come out, and it's really small. And
but but as it stands, it's like... Destiny right now, it just feels half-baked.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my thoughts. Did you want to go into any more specifics about, like, how the game progresses afterwards? And
So I guess, like, if you guys think it's spoilers, but... So I heard 20 is the level cap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does going past 20 work?
Okay, so... I'm assuming all your gear is, like, green level?
I got some greens and some blues.
When you get to level 20, another stat option opens up.
Okay.
And it's literally called light.
Oh my god. Is that why people's levels are gold?
Yes.
Son of a...
And gear, blue, so rare or higher, will come with a light modifier on it.
Wow.
And the more light you get, and light will be extra experience.
Okay.
So the more light you get, the higher your bar will go up, and you'll get to 20.
So when you kill dudes, you don't get any more experience.
Oh, you do.
You do for your skills.
Okay.
But not necessarily
for a level.
Yeah, not for a level.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's how that works. And at the end of the game, it's not so much about loot drops anymore. You know when you go around town and you see, like, those high-level gear?
Yeah.
That's what you're aiming for now.
Yeah. Oh, so those don't drop? You just have to buy those?
Well...
Does it turn into Phantasy Star?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, it turns into awesomeness. Pretty much.
So, and I don't know if you've noticed the requirements for getting some of these things.
There's, like, crucible marks.
Yeah, and you want to get those, right?
You got to play hella stuff in the crucible.
Yo, so I worked it out.
Yeah. Of course you worked it out.
I worked it out. So,
okay.
I was looking at the Vanguard stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
One piece costs at least, you have to be Vanguard rank 3.
Okay.
Isn't it 2 and 3 for the weapons?
Okay, I was just looking at the weapons then.
Okay.
That's all you really need. So, 3.
Yeah.
Or 2, whatever.
Yeah.
And then each one, you need at least like 150 Vanguard marks. And to put this into perspective, these strike missions, or these missions that... have you gotten the strike
playlist? I've gotten the strike mission playlist, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, when you get to level 20, those are the ones you should really start doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, they give you 2 marks per mission.
And those missions take
And those missions take at least 40 to an hour. 40 minutes if, like, everything goes well.
I got lucky once where I spawned into a game that was at the final boss, and it was already half dead.
Mm-hmm.
And nice. I was like, yeah. Nice.
Also, the max you can get per week is 100 marks.
Mm-hmm. Does they put a cap on it?
They put a cap
mm-hmm,
on
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah. Okay, so you did that, but the real calculation I want to know is how long does it take me to get to my Crucible rank 1, Crucible rank 2?
Oh, man. Crucible, I don't know how those work. Like, I don't know when
okay,
you get...
Okay, fine.
I get different... Like, I every time I finish a Crucible match, yeah. like, I get a different amount of points.
Yeah.
Every game. Okay. Like, I've won two, like, three games in a row, and every single match I've gotten a different amount of points, yeah. and I don't know what dictates that.
Okay. For, like, Vanguard, though, I know if you're doing just the patrol missions, from what I've seen, when you finish, like, basic ones, like, fetching ones...
You get, like, 10.
You get 10. And then when you do the ones where you have to, like, kill, like, a big boss or something, you get 25. And then the Vanguard, the bounties give you like, I think it's
150.
Yeah, 50 for the easier ones, 100 for the.
Yeah, because I think I'm at Vanguard rank 1.5.
Yeah,
man. I think I'm at Vanguard rank half.
So like the most I can buy in the Vanguard stuff is the emblem.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
and so I remember when I was in the beta one time, like a legendary weapon dropped for me after a Crucible match. And, like, in the beta, you can only go to level 8, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. But, like, I wonder if that stuff is still in.
I'm sure it is, but I think they've adjusted it so that it only appears when you go onto, like, the hardest difficulties.
Yeah, true.
Because, like, I know the highest difficulty is called Impossible. You have to be ranked 28.
Oh, wow, okay. Damn!
Yeah. Which leads me to my biggest problem with Destiny for endgame content. And that is, for your weekly stuff... Like the weekly strikes.
All of those,
yeah. Or the nightly things, or the upcoming raid, which has yet to be released. There's no matchmaking.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
What?
Yeah.
You have to make
a party. And it.
They invented matchmaking. This company invented matchmaking.
And this was my biggest problem with getting Destiny and Xbox One, because I wouldn't have you guys there, right? But then I thought about it, I'm like, how often do we actually play together? And, like, how come there are some times when, like, we can't all get together and play? Yeah. And I'm like, fuck, if there's no matchmaking, do I have to, like, sit around in the tower?
The tower.
And beg people to join my fire team?
And there's not really a way to talk in the tower either. It's not like there's a chat room or anything.
Yeah, I wish there was open chat.
Yeah, it's not just, like, looking for party for raid or something, right?
And then, like, because that's what I've been doing lately. Like, I've just been, like, inviting, like, sending out invites, and people come back. And then... They join, and then when I go into the thing, they notice that I picked the strike raid thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, nope.
And they're like, nope, and they get out. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. At least they fixed the part in the beta where when people leave your strikes, they allow other people to join your strikes mid-strike. Mm-hmm. Before, people would just leave, and then we were down stuck. A person, and you're just stuck. Yeah. Like, during the spider tank one in the beta, right? Like, both my teammates just left while the spider tank was half health. And I'm like, I can't beat this thing by myself. I'm done. Like, it's game over.
Oh man, I blitz that thing now.
Yeah, that thing.
I use that because there's one bounty that's like, it gives you 100 Vanguard marks and 5,000 experience to complete any strike without dying.
Oh, that one.
And it takes me like 10 minutes to run through it now.
Oh, on the lowered, on normal or whatever?
Yeah.
So, okay.
But yeah, so that's
the problem. It's so many little things about this game that make it, they all add up to be very disappointing.
Yeah. I think the other problem people were having that I was reading about was, what is it? In strike missions, when they matchmake you, you can't talk to people in your fire team.
You can't?
No. I heard you have to actually invite them to your fire team before, and like they have to join you, which then takes them to another loading screen. And they have to load into the match.
I see what you're saying.
So, no, wait. I think, like, when I swear when I did that, it was, I was in a strike mission.
Yeah.
And I plugged in my microphone.
Yeah.
And when I talked, like, the microphone came up on the screen, like it's registering my voice.
But they wouldn't hear you?
It seemed like they heard me because I was telling them to get away from this area because, like, they had this spawning thing where, like, they knew this area was, like, a protection zone where the AI wouldn't go past. So they would spawn randomly a super strong AI up in the corner behind you to kind of punish you for abusing that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys, stop going there because this happens.
Yeah.
And they're like, and then they stop going in there for the rest of the map. So it sounded like... They heard. Or it seemed like they heard what I was saying. But...
No, do I mean like? But were they? Did they join your team after you already loaded in?
No. Like, so we loaded in, and that was it. Like, we got matched up in matchmaking for the strike.
Yeah,
and then that was it.
Like, I think what he's saying is like when you're mid strike and someone comes in.
Oh, okay.
They can't connect. Like, they can't hear you then.
Oh, that's
Even though they're part of your squad.
Gross.
Yeah.
No, because when I started one, what is it? Okay, so put us in a fire team. Mm-hmm. But the guy still invited us to the fire team to make our own squad.
Oh. It was like a fire team on top of a fire team?
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, so that when you leave, you're still together.
I think it's because technically, when they matchmake you, you're not on a fire team.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just in a squad.
Yeah.
And then if you want to still be grouped after the strike, then you join the fire team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And you can only talk to people in your fire team.
I can see why they would do that.
It's still dumb.
It's still annoying. It's still kind of dumb.
I wish there was just open chat. Because like, I love running across people in the world. But then you can't really do anything.
Yeah, there's no, like, vicinity voice chat or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would love people to just talk and be like, hey, do you want to do a strike after this, or...
Yeah, just little things like that would be
really good. Especially when those public events occur and there's, like, 8 of you.
Oh, just, like, kill this random dude before he runs away.
I can never beat those, because I'm always alone when
I always grip those.
Man, you're lucky.
I died, and I'm up till 21.
Yeah, I've done 3, and I've gotten gold rank on all of them. So
wow, lucky. Okay, well, that's Destiny. Do you guys have anything else you want to add, or...?
I don't really want to give it a score right now.
That's fine. It's just I think we can't, because, I mean, I really want to try out the raids first to see how much that will change things.
Like, I haven't even beaten the game, so I don't think I can put a score to it.
Like, but it... Tentatively, for me, it's...
It's up there.
No, it's like a 3. I would give it a 3. On our skill.
Yeah. No halves out of 5.
Yeah. I mean, because realistically, I would give it a 3.5, but it's closer to 3 than it is a 4.
Okay.
All right.
So it's a 3.4.
And you round down. Okay, so that's Destiny. You guys want to... Nothing else to add, right?
No.
Right, I'm probably going to go home and play Destiny, to be honest, though.
No, same here. Yeah. Totally. I'm not going to lie. Like, I have a bunch of model kits came in. I had a bunch of toys to review. I did nothing except play Destiny. Okay, let's move into our picks of the week. Okay, I'm going to go first. And I'm going to shoot some 2 quick ones before I get to my major one, right? So did you guys see the new Batmobile? It's been revealed.
I saw, is that the one with the... It looks like gullwing doors, but they're coming out with the front?
It is... Let me see if I have it here. Nope. It's this one.
Oh, that's a different picture than I've seen.
Is it long?
That's cool.
So it's the official one that Zack Snyder showed off for Batman vs. Superman.
Okay.
There's a big controversy with this.
Why?
There are cannons on the front.
Oh, there are. That's what that is.
Yeah, Batman doesn't kill people.
Yes, that is the biggest controversy with this. How do we know they shoot bullets?
They could be trank darts. He could shoot like an electric net.
Grappling hooks, you know. Mm-hmm.
So what if he climbs a building with his car?
That'd be cool. So the thing about this Batmobile, what I really like about it, is that it's almost identical to the Arkham Knight Batmobile.
I was going to say.
Yeah, it's really close.
I really like how they have that sort of similarity and they're keeping things consistent across Batman now. Mm-hmm. But that's all I have to say about it. The next small thing I want to add is, so you guys know Korra, season 3 ended.
Mm-hmm. It was good. I liked it.
Guess what? Season 4 was announced.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it started.
Man. I'm pretty close. 2 weeks away.
Wow.
They end now. What?
I like this.
Yeah. Maybe two or 3 weeks. October 3rd is the premiere date for book 4.
Okay.
And that's all I got to say.
Is that still online only now?
Online only.
Okay.
I'm starting to think that... Nickelodeon really pushed forward with the date because I think the gaps between the seasons were too long and interest started to tail off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why I moved online.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
And I think they have to capitalize on the popularity while it's still there.
I also kind of think that show's a little too adult for the audience to try to hit on Nickelodeon.
I don't know. Have you seen a modern kid show? They're pretty adult.
Are they really?
Yeah. They deal with important topics.
I'll be honest, I have not watched a Family Channel show since Recess or The Weekenders were on.
Nickelodeon isn't family. I think that's that's the distinction.
I assume that was the American Family Channel.
No, Nickelodeon's a cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Thing, like Teletoon and Cartoon Network. So that's just that. But no, the big thing that I'm gonna point out is Apple had a keynote.
They did.
September 2014, where they revealed a couple things. I'm going to start off with the biggest news. Apple has given you the U2 album for free.
Oh, okay.
If you have an iTunes account, it's already in your purchase folder. You can go download it now.
Does anybody here like U2?
No.
Like, really. I don't mind, I probably listen to classic rock here the most out of all of you, and I still don't like U2 that much.
Yeah. Well, apparently they paid like $1 billion for this.
Oh, they just wasted $1 billion.
But then again, Apple's always had close ties to U2. Do you guys remember the U2 iPod?
No.
It was black with the red circle?
Nope.
That was them?
That was the U2 iPod.
Oh. I'm sure if you showed me...
It was an iPod classic, and it was black with a red circle.
Huh.
Anyway, speaking of the iPod Classic, they finally discontinued it.
What? Oh, man. I just lost my iPod Classic. I don't know where it is. Maybe I should go buy one before.
You should.
It's over. So, I can't believe... Like, end of an era. Goodbye, iPod Classic.
That's still my favorite iPod.
No more click wheel. No more.
I just want mad storage. That's all I want.
Yeah.
I have 80 gigs of storage. Like, even the touches don't get that much.
No, they don't. They go 64.
Yeah, like, I just want mad storage. The current ones give 160.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. Or 160 or 120, but it's 100 something.
I'm thinking about the classics, right?
Yeah, classics.
I think it's... Wow. I've only seen up to 120.
Okay, then it's 120. That's sold out then.
So yeah, goodbye iPod Classic. Well, out with the old, in with the new. Here we go. The brand new iPod... No. The iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. I think the only thing you need to know about this is they've taken design back to the roots. It honestly looks like an updated version of the original iPhone.
Oh, that's why it looks so familiar. I was like, this looks similar to something.
When I first saw it, I was like, that looks like a Samsung. And then I really looked at it and thought, no, it looks like the original iPhone. Only the black bar from the original one is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it's thinner. It's their thinnest iPhone ever. It's also their biggest iPhone ever.
Yep.
At I think the screen's 4.7, with the Plus being 5.5.
Still seems small.
It puts them in line with competitor.
True.
Right? Aren't most phones like 4.5 now?
Isn't the S6 like over 6 inches?
Are you thinking the Note?
Maybe I'm thinking the Note, but that's more of a tablet.
The Phablet?
The Phablet. It's a Phablet. I've heard that for the first time in my life this week.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's really? Super dumb.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a Phablet. It looks like
you're putting a book up, like, a small book, but a book.
I hate the planet.
Yeah, man, you feel like a douchebag. Come on.
I thought only girls got that, because they could put it in their purse.
Even girls think that's too big.
How do they hold it?
In their hands.
They have smaller hands than...
That's sexist.
Anyways, it's the truth. There's a whole bunch of new features with the iPhones that are great, but I guess the big gimmick is the redesigned bigger screen. That's all you need to know about. The bigger one, the Plus one, and that's PLUS written out. That's not the sign.
Oh, I was hoping it'd be the sign.
Yeah. It comes with a couple different features because of the bigger real estate. They're going to use more... I don't know. Like, for example, in your messages folder, in the regular iPhone, it just shows the name. That's going to show, like, an avatar of the person you're talking to. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pointless. Okay.
Yeah. I just want to know if the Plus is going to cut out the segment for the iPad mini. Because I feel like they're really close now, those two, right?
In size?
Yeah, and it's like, well, why get an iPad mini when I can get the 6 Plus? Or why get a 6 Plus when I can get the iPad mini?
Like, you think they're going to start cannibalizing themselves?
Or? I think so, because at this point, it's either... I think if you're going to go with both devices, I think you're going to get the 6, and then you're going to get the big iPad.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
You know, like, I don't think... Because the Plus is, like, a compromise for an iPad.
I already do that. It's like you said, I already do that, but with my phone and computer.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, why do I need a tablet when I have my laptop? Why do I need a tablet when I have my phone?
Yeah.
Like, I'm already on that, but on two more, like, just a farther extreme to the bigger side, right?
So, I'm curious to see if that will sort of cannibalize the iPad mini market for all those who get in the 6 Plus. Who knows? Apple probably looked into it, and they'll come up with some excuse that it won't. I think it will. That's just me.
Before we move on from phones, I want to mention, have you guys seen the Samsung Edge?
That thing is weird.
The curved...
Or the curve, or
sorry. It has edge. A curved screen in though.
Yeah, so it's like one of the sides, the right side, the screen goes over the edge of the phone.
Yeah,
I can't get used to it.
Have you seen that?
I saw the videos for it. It's weird.
It is weird, but it has this one awesome feature.
Please tell me.
So when you're sleeping, you know, you put your phone up on the thing.
Oh, I know.
Say it's you're waking up. It's you don't want the bright light of your phone in your face. On the edge of the phone, like where the screen rolls over, it has the clock. So you don't have to lift your head off the pillow to look at what time it is. You can just look at your nightstand and be like, oh, it's 8 o'clock. Time to get up. Like, just that feature alone, I want that phone.
What if?
Really?
Well, here's the thing. I don't ever go to bed and prep things, okay?
Okay.
So what if I wake up and the edge is on the other side?
Then you're sleeping on the wrong side of the bed, my friend. Sleeping on the wrong side of the
no,
bed.
No, I'll admit. I think those gimmick features totally sell me.
Yeah.
I'd buy that if I had the cash. But I don't.
Yeah. So I was reading stuff on it, and people are all like, oh my god, think of all the app stuff you could do with the side screen. And I'm like, what are you going to do with that?
No.
Like, maybe I just don't have the imagination for what to do with that portion of the screen.
I think it'd be cool if it just showed me all my connectivity things, like my signal bar, my battery life.
It does. It's all customizable. You can put apps on it, you can put signal bar, you can put battery
life. Can I make the whole thing a battery?
Oh, I don't know. That'd be cool. And it just depletes? Oh, that'd be sick.
I think it gives you, like, 5 screens.
Oh, so cool.
Or something like that.
Yeah, I just want it all to be a battery.
The whole thing be a battery. It's just the green bar.
It just goes down?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Oh, make it Samsung.
That one's for free.
Yeah. Finally, of course, the biggest news that people are hyped about is the new Apple Watch was announced.
It's like any other phone watch.
It looks like a Casio calculator watch.
Honestly, I didn't really look into the details on this thing because I didn't get that far in the Apple keynote.
Did it freeze on you?
Yeah, and then I just stopped watching.
Okay.
And then I saw like headlines and pictures, and I'm like, okay, I don't watch.
It has like apps on the face.
Yeah.
And tells the time. Like, just A, no one wears a watch anymore.
Yeah.
If you're gonna wear a watch, just wear a watch.
Yeah.
Like,
so I think this is like this advent of accessorized technology like Google Glass and watches and stuff. I think it's cool. I don't think we're quite at the stage where it's ready. I think we're in that interim stage where things are still trying to find their footing. Like when Palm and BlackBerry still rolled the mobile rules.
Mm-hmm.
And you question yourself, like, well, why do I need internet on my phone? Right? And,
yeah,
and back then it's kind of like, eh, I don't know. But then the world moved forward, and now we're at the stage where it's like, of course I need internet on my phone.
Yeah. That would, like, you know, remember how we always talk about how, like, one day we're going to be old, and there's going to be something that the kids will like that we don't like?
Yeah.
This is, accessorized technology is my old man thing. Where I was like, why do you need a computer on your glasses?
I know why.
Why do you need a watch that tells you you got a text message in your phone that you felt vibrate already?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, Samsung has been doing this for, like, a year now?
Yeah, they have, like, their watches.
And I don't know if it's catching on or not.
One of my friends bought one. I make fun of her every day.
TJ, doesn't your brother have one?
He has like two.
He has two of them.
He has like two.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's two.
Okay, yeah. Like, and I just don't... I think the thing with the watch market is it's so... You're right, people don't wear watches anymore. But now the watch market is so like collector enthusiast focused now.
It really is, actually.
That if I were to buy a watch, I don't think I'd buy a technical watch. I'd buy something purely for fashion. Or collector purposes.
It's gonna cost.
I still want a watch that shows like the inner workings of said watch.
You haven't seen those?
No. Like I've seen them, but I want one.
Oh, okay.
Those are the watch. That's the watch I want.
Yeah. I just want mine to be cool.
I just said a cool watch. It was cool.
I want mine to show like RPM.
You want a Lamborghini watch?
Whoa, that is future tech.
Yeah.
Is it the rotations per minute of your car or the rotations per minute of your watch?
My car, man.
Okay.
My car.
It just knows.
Because I'm going to tell you, that cog is going to be rotating at 1 RPM, just straight up. You don't need a meter for that.
No.
Maybe not even one.
No.
Well, it depends on what hand it's
measuring. I want that, and I want my watch to start my car.
That I think that's still a far-fetched feature thing. Like, car
no,
starters
it's
now.
Not. It exists.
Does it?
You can have a watch start your car.
You know the Aston Martin what is it called? Casino Royale.
Yeah.
That car comes with a watch.
What?
It's $50,000.
The watch is $50,000?
The watch alone is $50,000. The car is like $300,000.
But so you have to pay an extra $50,000 on top of the $300,000. Mm-hmm.
The point is, if you can spend $300,000 on a car,
why not buy the watch that starts it?
So it doesn't come with a watch.
Oh, no.
It's the option.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like when you're like, yeah, I'd like leather seats. Yeah, I'd like that watch.
God damn it. People have too much money.
When you're in that
zone
bracket of buying cars that are cost more than your house, I don't think it even matters anymore.
At that point, it's like, what can I spend my money on today?
I just have so much money, I need to get rid of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're not going to give it away to people.
Yeah, that's a waste.
You're going to spend it on yourself.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, if you want some tax breaks, you're going to have to give it away at some point.
Like, I guess.
I'll give away the minimal amount.
Of course. That's why you take a tax class.
And then it's like, oh, look, I gave away $5 million. While I have $1 billion in my bank account.
Yeah.
Look at how great I am.
But there you go. Apple Watch, we have nothing to say on that.
Stupid.
iPhone 6, 6 Plus, what do you guys think about that?
I already have a phone.
It got bigger, that's what I think about it.
I don't have the money, so there we go.
I heard the 6 Plus is over $1,000.
Oh, if you buy it outright, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, iPhones have always been like 700.
Yeah, but they're breaking 4 digits.
That's true.
I think Apple might be dead to me now.
Why?
Now that the iPod Classic is gone, I have no reason to buy any Apple products. Seriously, that's all I use is my iPod Classic.
Maybe you can email them and be like,
can you just like
put this on special order, you know?
Well, you better buy one now then.
Should buy a couple.
Oh yeah, you should. For future.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case one dies, you know, you have... backup.
It might be worth something.
Just like how I have
10 years from now, final iPod Classic,
The final run. Here's an 80 gig. That's okay.
Could you imagine like Apocalypse? That guy's rocking the last iPod Classic.
I would be a target. That guy still has portable music. All our screens broke on our touches.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay, those are my picks of the week. Anthony, do you have anything?
So I just have a couple quick ones. So Elon Musk, he is the co-creator of PayPal. He has a company called SpaceX, sending people to space. And he also has a car company, Tesla. So he was recently quoted as saying that in as close as 5 years, he believes Tesla could have a fully automated self-driving car.
Wow.
And...
iRobot?
Kinda, yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, so like Google's been playing around with it. Like they have their kind of like camera scanning thing. And so, yeah, he's saying that in as close as 5 years with the way technology has been advancing in that area, he thinks that Tesla could have a fully automated self-driving car in 5 years. And so I want to ask you as a car person, what is your stance on self-driving cars?
They're great.
Do you, like, you would give up the thrill of pressing a pedal or?
Well, I think day-to-day driving, I would love to be driven around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But when it comes down to my love of cars, I'd go to a track for that kind of stuff.
So you think it's going to be, like, so there's the one future where driving day-to-day, driving to work, is more of a experience. Like, you kind of sit in the car and it drives for you.
Yeah.
But if you actually want to feel power in that.
Like, if I want to go for a real drive, like, yeah, I'd go to a track.
You go to a track. Okay, I can see
that. Or I'd go to Europe. Pick one of those fantastic scenic routes.
Or one of those highways with no speed limits.
Yeah. And, yeah, but I do think it's better... just for safety, right?
So, yeah, there's a lot of things that there are
advantages. I think there's a lot of benefits. Yeah. I mean, you can sleep on your way to work.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You can have your breakfast in the car. Women can do their makeup. It's great. I see no problem with this. Now, when they said, how would they do it? Like, just GPS and remote?
So they haven't mentioned how Tesla would do it. It was just a quote taken from him, and then this place kind of expanded it into, like, a short little story and, like, more of a, not an opinion piece, like a theoretical type of thing. So they're like, oh, what could it be? Like, how could they do it? Because right now, the only one I've ever seen is Google. They have Think of, like, the camera they have for, like, for the listeners at home, think of the camera they have for taking pictures for Google Maps.
Yes.
But that camera is constantly rotating at, like, really fast speeds. So it's taking pictures of the surrounding area at high speeds.
Yeah.
And then from there, the computer calculates how far cars are to the front, back, side to side, what the speed limit is, if they see a sign.
Oh, so it's all in real time.
It's all in real time.
That's cool.
And, like, that stuff's really cool, but, like, having a giant tripod camera on your car is kind of not what people want.
Yeah.
Right. So it'll be interesting. I just wanted to get your opinion on it, because you are a car guy, and I wondered if, like, if you were kind of against self-driving cars or, like, that kind of stuff.
No, no. Yeah. I mean, as long as it means that when it comes down to being able to drive the car when I want, for the purposes of entertainment, they're still around, that's great.
Like, there's still the option.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think the biggest question is what's going to happen. Like, the bigger concern as a car fan is what's going on with the rise of electric power and the removal of
fossil fuels.
Yeah. And that kind of, like, you know, the sound, the rumble.
And, like, there are cars now that, like a certain electric cars, they kind of pump in fake sound because their cars are so quiet. Yeah. Like, so I think there was a Mercedes on Top Gear.
All the German cars nowadays.
Yeah, like, there's a Mercedes on Top Gear that ran 100% on battery. And the car was, it was as fast as their gas equivalents, but it was so quiet that they had to put, like, fake car sound in the stereo as you're driving. Because people, like, test drivers were, like, getting tired and almost falling asleep at the wheel. Because it was just so quiet. Right? And stuff like that.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, that's cool. I speaking of Top Gear, I remember there was one thing that BMW tried doing. It wasn't as advanced as real-time tracking, but they programmed the car to drive on its own around the Top Gear test track at racing speed.
Oh, wow. So they had a set thing they could program. Okay, that's cool.
So BMW did this a couple of years ago, and it was really cool. Like, you sat in there, and the car drove at racing speed on its own.
Wow.
But cool. They were like, it's scary.
Yeah. See, so that's the thing. That's the thing with me and self-driving cars is that's scary.
I think every time a new technology is introduced, it's always scary.
Yeah.
But then just give it time and it'll go.
Yeah, true.
Right? Like that. Like, nowadays they say airplanes are safer without the pilot.
That's less weird. Human error.
Yeah.
Oh, true. Actually.
Right.
And a lot of that's autopilot anyways.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But it's like, would you...
If any pilots are listening, I'm not dissing your job. Like, you're still important to the process of flying a plane.
Yeah.
I'm just
actually, making... last time I was on a plane, I was listening to the pilot talk to one of the passengers. He's like, yeah, getting a pilot's job is hard nowadays because it's just going lower and lower with the advent of technology.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to get a pilot's license. But yeah.
Dang.
Still, would you fly a plane without a pilot?
I don't know, man. The thing where, like, technology is taking over, like, I think of something like an automated pacemaker.
Yes.
Right? And, like, someone, like, because it's technology, someone could theoretically get into that.
Mm.
So, if someone wanted to kill me, they could just take over my self-driving car and drive me off the road.
Yes.
And it's more of, like, my paranoid ideas of what other humans can do when technology becomes more and more a part of our daily lives.
Yes.
Like, that, like, again, my biggest fear is other people.
So. Yeah. I guess I've always lived on the stance that if someone really wanted to hurt me, they could hurt me.
Like, they had done it already?
Yeah. Like, if someone really wanted to target me, there's other ways rather than the advent of technology.
True.
But yeah. Any other picks?
My other pick is, so I had a pick a couple months ago, actually. Over in, where was it? I actually forget where it was. But there was a bunch of Atari cartridges.
In Arizona, yeah.
In Arizona, in a landfill. And it was kind of a rumor, and they dug them all up, and they were actually all in the landfill. And so, so what they did is that in Arizona, the city that owned that landfill, they have legal right to those copies.
Correct.
And so now what they're doing with those is a follow-up story of what they're doing with those cartridges now, is that they're selling a lot of them on eBay.
Yeah.
Over, like, a state account to make money for the city. and stuff like that. And then the other cool thing is that they're selling about 3/4 of them. And then the other quarter, they're just handing out to museums for historical purposes.
Oh. That's cool.
Yeah, and I thought that was a really, really cool thing. It's an interesting follow-up to that story of the landfill.
How much are they selling for?
I didn't check the listings.
Okay.
But for a dirt-riddled Atari, one of the worst games ever made, like, I don't know. Like, it can't be that much. Like, I'm going to say...
I don't think they're buying it for
that. Yeah, I'm going to say it's, like, a minimum $50.
Okay.
And that's a bid price, I'm going to say. That's not, like, a buy-it-now price.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Any other picks, TJ? Anything you want to mention this week?
Nope.
Okay.
You were kind of short notice.
Yeah. It's all good.
Okay. All right, then. Well, with that, we'll move into our weeks.
Welcome to TJ and Vince's TV Check-In,
a segment of the show where we give our super quick impressions on a featured program. This week, SAO2, Episode 11, The Meaning of Strength. So TJ, what'd you think?
I thought this episode was the same as last week's. It was very boring. Sadly, my highlight of the episode was the opening AV. And next week, I'm hoping they finally get out of this cave and take care of Death Gun. So what'd you think?
My thoughts echo yours. Nothing happened this episode. I found nothing interesting. And next week, I'm hoping for anything to happen.
Alright, well, if you have any thoughts on this week's episode of SAO2, send them to us at tniab.letters@gmail.com.
But that's all from us, logging out. TJ, we'll start with you.
Oh, man.
Tell me what you've been doing.
Destiny, 24/7.
Okay, so you have nothing else to say then.
No, I've been losing sleep because of this game.
Yo, me too. I've had a lot of my classes are 8 o'clock. I've been going to bed at like 4.
Just one more strike, man. Just one more strike.
And that strike is like 40 minutes.
Yeah. You never... I always forget how long they are to do it.
Guys, I'm looking at the board, looking at balance sheets, being like, Destiny? What? Destiny?
So that's been my week.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Destiny and work. That's it.
Wow.
I know. Oh, and I painted my living room.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was awesome.
Okay.
I realized
I'm really good painter. You got high on paint fumes?
The thing is, the paint fumes aren't so strong.
Oh, okay. What color?
It's like a creamy color.
Wait, wasn't your walls already like that?
Kind of.
Like a white?
They were kind of brown. This one's more yellowish.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to...
We'll see it.
I think I'm going to paint my room, but I'm going to go with something super dark. Yeah. Like, yo, slate.
Painting's fun.
That's the darker colors get harder because you need a lot of primer and you need a lot of coats.
To keep it dark.
Or the dark. Well, I'll go really dark. And then if it fades. The other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get hardwood floors.
In your room?
Yeah.
Then he doesn't have to worry about...
I don't have to worry about anything.
Spills
on I carpet. Feel that the only place that carpet is appropriate is in the upstairs where your beds are. Because when you wake up in the morning... And it's fucking, it's like, it's minus 30, like it does get in our province. Your floor is going to be cold.
Good.
Socks.
I love slippers, the, I love the cold.
Or just, yeah.
My dream is heated tiles in my bathroom.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Just get a heated toilet.
No, heated tiles, because then when you step out of the shower, then it's the heated tiles, all nice and warm.
Do you just step on the tiles?
I know, I have when I step out of the shower, I have the, like, a mat.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, I was gonna say, like, that's dangerous.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But then after I'm dry, I have to step on a towel, I have to step on a tile to get to the sink.
Okay.
Which has another cover. But
okay.
Those two steps are just the worst.
Oh my god.
Man. First world problems.
Yeah, so that's been my week.
Nice. Painting, Destiny, and work. Nice.
Yeah.
Very well-rounded.
Very, I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will go next. Surprise, surprise. Mine are all car-related.
What?
Mm-hmm. So you were talking about electric cars earlier in the show.
You were. Well, you brought it up. I was talking about self-driving cars.
Oh, yeah, I talked about it.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I've been talking about it because I watched the brand new Motorsport Formula E. The most electric racing sport on the planet.
E actually stands for electric?
Yes.
Do they still go as fast?
I'll get to that.
Okay, here we go.
So Formula E is like, think about Formula One.
Yeah.
Only take out the engine and replace it with a fully electric engine.
Okay.
And that's the basic concept behind it. This is the first year of the all-electric Formula E. And I watched it because I really wanted to know what it was about. I had to see what it was. And I will say, from a racing perspective, it's great. Everybody has the same car, the same engine. The only thing that's different is how they set up their cars. They are racing nose-to-tail for almost the whole event. The races are only 40 minutes.
Well, so battery life.
That's the thing. So there's one pit stop, and because it's electric, it's not a pit stop about tires. It's about the battery.
Oh, wow.
And they don't change the battery. They change the driver. They change the car. So when you get to the pit, you park in your garage, hop out, and jump into the second car.
Weird.
Oh, man.
It's not... Oh, I thought they'd get out, like, they'd park onto, like those contact chargers.
Nope.
Weird.
Yep. So each driver has two cars.
Yo, that's a lot of space.
Yo, what's the pit like? That sounds crazy.
So the pit... Their pit garages are just extra wide.
Okay.
All these races don't actually take places on tracks. They're all city events. They're all city streets to promote the fact that electric cars are quiet even at the highest level of motorsport.
Oh, nice.
That's cool.
So the first one was in Beijing. Mm-hmm. And it was a fantastic race. Unfortunately, it's filled with drivers who are like, were dropped from Formula 1 because they weren't good enough. Or
Formula 2 drivers.
Or people who just haven't quite been able to break into Formula 1.
Okay.
So a lot of rising stars or going out stars. And it was fun. I think the weird thing is the batteries only last like 25 minutes.
Well, at high... Like,
that's pretty good.
If they're going racing speeds...
A Formula 1 car nowadays has about just under 800 horsepower. Mm-hmm. Now, because these are electric engines, I can't use horsepower. I have to use kilowatts. But the equivalent... is about 250 horsepower.
Hmm.
So they're not that fast.
Not that fast. Oh, wow.
Okay. And they're really, really quiet.
So that's the one thing. The one thing about watching Formula One, about watching NASCAR, is when they go around those corners, they get those really close shots. It's like, round, 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 and they pass the camera, right?
Yeah.
So is this just like,
whoosh, 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 so. In Formula One this year, a lot of the big complaints has been the sound has been reduced. We added a hybrid engine. Listen, Formula One fans, do not complain, because Formula E is what you don't want. Have you ever watched professional RC cars go around a track?
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah.
What?
All you hear is... and a lot of tire squeals.
Yeah. Is that it?
And that's it.
Oh.
That's all you hear.
Weird.
It's so weird because you see all these cars and you're like, where's the sound? It's nowhere.
You just hear a bunch of electricity going.
And it's crazy because the drivers generally, they rely on sounds of other engines to hear where they are. But they don't have that anymore. So they're constantly looking in their mirrors because they're like, well, where is he?
Yeah. That's so interesting.
Like, it's a really interesting event. And I think, I have no doubt in my mind, this is the future of motorsport. It's all going to be electric engine. They're going to do something about the sound eventually, but I have no doubt in my mind this will be the future. And it's just interesting to watch. They have one really, really ridiculous rule.
Which is?
It's called fan boost.
Oh, fan boost?
Oh, what?
Do the fans get to vote in on who gets a boost?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
This... that officially takes it out from being...
There's 20 drivers.
Oh, man.
Fans vote for the top three. And the top three get one boost button, okay? It's the equivalent... Okay, so their cars are like... I told you, during the race, they only run at about 180 horsepower to conserve battery life, okay? Fan boosts get one special boost button that gives them an extra 90 horsepower.
Ooh.
So that's an extra 50% on top of competitors. For 5 seconds.
Nice. And how often does this happen?
What do you mean?
How often does this vote happen?
Once per race.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So just one dude?
Three dudes.
Oh, so three dudes.
Top three. Which is, you know, I think it's kind of super gimmicky.
That's really silly.
And kind of eliminates a lot of the thing.
Like, on a pure competitive standpoint,
that seems so unfair.
That's stupid.
However, I will give it a shot, and I think it would be interesting if they could do it real time as the race was going.
Oh, this is not done real time?
That's no, what I thought. Oh, I thought it was done real time. It's before the race.
Oh.
So a lot of it is just horrible PR marketing and people begging for fans and trying to be likable so they get the boost.
Oh, man. I thought it was, like, they gather the votes during the race, and then halfway through, they're like, all right, this guy...
This alone makes me not want to watch this.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, in the first race, it didn't really make a difference.
Okay.
Because it was so... It was just so, like... I don't think... Because it was a city street, there wasn't any long enough streets to really take advantage of it. But still, it's still a gimmick that I don't think is very cool.
I'm just imagining all the comedy that would come out of this race. Like there's an announcer who's like, oh, he's coming down the street, and look, he gets the boost! And then it goes to, like, in race audio, it's like... Oh, look, he gained nothing!
Yep. But no, it was a really great race. There was a huge crash on the final corner for first place.
Oh my gosh, there was a crash.
Just battery acid everywhere, like someone get burned.
No, but it did a couple flips in the air, hit a corner, and then whatever.
He flipped?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Dang.
I'll show you guys the replay.
That's really what people watch races for.
Yeah.
Is to watch cars crash.
Yeah, so Formula E, it's interesting. I don't know. What I will give Formula E is they have a couple girl drivers. So they're trying to introduce females into the sport, which is nice. It was nice to see. I hope it turns out to be a good event. Next year, they're going to go on and have their own separate teams where everybody makes their own car now.
Okay.
But I think just for the inaugural year, they're providing everybody with the same car and same engine just to get the sport going. But
yeah.
Going forward, they're all going to do their own things.
Are the cars more... Are they like Formula One cars? Or are they like more like Le Mans cars? Like
they look like Formula One cars with more downforce.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the wings in the back are a lot wider.
Those cars, the Formula One cars are, like, surprisingly thin anyways.
Yes. And the front, you know, they're still open wheel, but the front wheels have a cover that slides over them.
So it's like a mix between Formula One and, like, not touring cars. Like, what are those really wide cars for high speed on, like, dirt tracks? Or are they just going a straight line?
Oh, those.
Like the ones that you race on the salt flats or whatever? Yeah, like those kind of cars.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, it's cool. Yeah. I mean, I think the most interesting about the racing is the battery. Like, your car's battery really plays into your strategy. Like, people can really turn up their engine powers, and then you just watch their battery deplete. Yeah.
Wait, what happens if they run out of battery before finishing the race? They just
they're
don't
out.
Finish?
They
oh,
don't...
that sucks.
They're classified as retired.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Wow.
So some people pit early, right? But then you're like, is my battery going to last me for the rest of the race?
You got to manage your battery.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Man. Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of interesting things with it, but I feel like they put in too many gimmicks to try and appeal.
I think there's just too much comedy of announcer yelling and then quiet. Like, I would just laugh all the time.
Yeah, like... After this, I'll show you guys. You'll just see the cars be, like, silent. And then it's like...
That's so weird.
But that's our future, right? The other car thing I'm going to talk about is I play Need for Speed Rivals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like it. It's okay.
I heard it's whatever.
Like, it's another Need for Speed. I don't know what it is. Need for Speed is trying... I like to play Need for Speed because it was, like, this arcade racer that made me feel like a hero on the streets. Now they're trying
most
to... Now they're trying to make it, like, half simmy, half arcadey, so it makes you feel more authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you... And I just don't know... I don't really like the driving model. Like, my car feels like such a heavy block. And I don't know.
Like, so, like, Need for Speed has never been, like, a sim game.
No, it's always just been about fun. Going
yeah,
fast.
Right. And it's not as arcadey as, say, like, a Midnight Club.
It's not as arcadey as a Burnout either.
Yeah, or a Burnout, right? But it has, but they're trying, I think they're going more, they're like, oh no, we're in the middle, so we have to go more sim.
Yeah.
And that's really boring.
Which is weird, because do you remember a couple of years back, Need for Speed had alternating titles? They had one super arcade and one super sim.
Yeah.
And now they've tried to just blend them together.
Yeah.
And it's weird, like, I don't know. And
was it Pro Sport or something?
Shift.
It's Shift, there you go.
And, I don't know, there's a couple of things about the design of the game that I like and I don't like. For one, you're always online.
Huh? Why?
Meaning, like, whenever you go into the world, it's an open world, but you always have seven other people in there with you.
Oh.
Why? So you guys can always race each other? I don't know.
Only seven, though?
Yeah, it's weird. But it sucks because with the host drops, you all retire your current
that
event.
That is dumb.
And then it migrates the host and you have to restart.
So if you're in the middle of a race and the host drops,
That's
stupid. That should be server run.
It also means you can't pause the game. Yeah.
This game sounds like the worst.
Yeah, like...
First Battlefield sucks. Now Need for Speed sucks.
Yeah.
EA just dropping the ball.
I don't know. Titanfall's pretty great.
Other than Titanfall.
I think that's it. That's all they have now.
Titanfall and sports games.
Not even their... Well, I don't know.
Tiger Woods, I can shoot a golf ball over a battleship.
They haven't released NBA Live in the past, like, 4 years.
Eh. Who watches basketball?
America?
True. True. Oh, you mean the biggest consumer? My bad.
I guess they have Madden, sure. Why not? But yeah, so that sucks. And I don't know what else to say about that. It just sucks. And that's my week. I mean, like I said, I played Destiny. I wanted to finish my model kit, but I didn't because I played Destiny.
Destiny just ruining lives. Yeah, it's ruining lives.
Yeah, it's just, oh, I hate
causing
you.
Causing sleep deprivation.
Go away, Destiny.
I wish it never came out.
But yeah, no. That's my week. Anthony, round out the show.
So I mentioned earlier in the show I got, like, The Last of Us. I'm not going to talk about that this week. But it's like Best Buy was having a bundle. It was like 3 games for $99.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I got Infamous Second Son. I got The Last of Us Remastered. And I was able to, like, it wasn't in the list, but I was the guy let me switch it out. And I got Metal Gear Ground Zeroes. So this week I'm only going to be talking about Second Son, because that's the most I've played. And so you guys have played Infamous, right?
Yeah.
No, you haven't?
No. The original Infamous, yeah.
Yeah, the original Infamous is a lot of lightning powers, stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So this one you play as a new character. I already forget his name.
Some guy.
Some dude. He's Native American. And, okay. Yeah. And so you get... It turns out your power is that you can absorb powers. Like, so in the world you can get... There's the people called conduits after that world event happened, and that's how Cole got his electricity powers.
Yeah.
So this guy's power, there you realize that there's all kinds of different conduits. There's people who control concrete, there's people who control neon.
So wait, can he stack his powers?
So he can't stack his powers, but he can trade off one for the other.
So he's Peter Petrelli after season one.
I don't know what that means.
Of Heroes.
Okay.
All right. He's shitty Peter Petrelli. Okay.
So yeah, he can't stack. So like, he has smoke powers, and so with smoke comes fire, and he has like certain things.
Shut up.
Ha! He has like a smoke dash where you can go through like gates and stuff and go through people. You shoot fire. If you go on, there's also like the good and bad, just like in the other Infamouses. Like, if you shoot a guy in the face, you set his face on fire and he dies. If you shoot a guy in the face with a different shot, it's a sulfur shot, so he loses oxygen and just passes out, and he's not dead.
Oh.
And stuff like that. Then he has neon powers, like I said. That's a lot of crazy light show stuff. it's exactly... You kill people with raves, pretty much.
I'm assuming that's the one you like the most?
They both have their strengths and weaknesses.
But it's Jubilee!
It's pretty cool. Like, you shoot a dude in the head, and then he fills up with... he fills up with dubstep sound, and then he explodes into neon and kills anybody around him.
Wow. The hell?
Yeah. And, or if you shoot him in the legs, you cuff him to the floor with neon cuffs.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's the first one.
Yeah. So I've been playing the Evil Root. In these kind of games, I usually always go good first playthrough, but I wanted to go evil to see all the cool explosion-y stuff on the... current gen platform.
Okay.
And those games are a lot more fun when you play the evil route.
Yeah.
Cause
it's just chaos.
Do what you want, just blow stuff. Like, oh, a civilian, kick you in the teeth, yeah. You're dead. And they have these new moves, they're karma moves. So if you're good or bad, if you rank up, say you kill people, like say you just straight up kill people, you'll get evil karma ranks. But if you constantly kill people, you'll get a karma chain. And if you get that to a certain amount, you get, like, a devastating cinematic AoE attack, which, like, obliterates people.
Yeah.
And then the same goes for the good side. If you keep capturing people, you'll get a good one, and then it'll do that move, but in a way that it subdues everybody instead of killing them. And that's just, like, a lot of the... My complaint about the PS4 earlier in the show, where these are still last-gen games with a new coat of paint.
I was just about to ask you.
Yeah. Really show in this, because this still plays a lot like Infamous. Mm-hmm. More like Infamous 2 than Infamous 1. But it's like there's not really that many, I want to say, improvements. A lot of the traversal through the city is easier, because, like, say, as the smoke, having the smoke power, you can smoke dash into vents, like into air vents, and then you can, like, launch yourself off of rooftops and stuff like that, and that's really fun. With the neon powers, you can run up, you dash so fast that you turn into light, and you can, like, run up buildings and stuff, and that makes traversing buildings really easy.
Yeah.
But this doesn't feel like anything special or anything I haven't played before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of middling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll play it for a couple chapters, until it tells me, it's like, oh, go kill this army camp before you can play the next mission, and I'll shut it off and do something else. But it's cool. Troy Baker is the voice of the main character.
Yep.
But he's not doing any sort of accent or anything. He's just doing straight up Troy Baker.
Oh, wow.
So I kind of, all I hear is Kanji Tatsumi from Persona 4.
Yeah.
As shooting fire from his hands. So that's a little weird. Other than that, it's been okay. The main villain is a kind of is a really cool. She's like a evil female badass kind of person. She mm-hmm. controls concrete. She shoots concrete into people, cool. which is badass.
Whoa.
But yeah, so far I only have fire and neon. I don't know if you get any more powers and stuff like that. But it's an Infamous game. It's not
something I need to play.
Yes, yeah, it's not. If you've played Infamous 1 and 2, like if it's think of that, but with fire powers.
That's, and it looks pretty.
It looks pretty. A lot of lighting effects. And then the other thing I did this week is with my PS, I played PT.
Oh yeah, that scary demo.
Yeah.
What is that?
So, wait, have you not played it?
No.
Are you gonna play it?
You should play it.
You should play it.
I don't know what it is, so.
A lot of that.
It's a horror game.
It's a horror game. I'm not gonna reveal what PT actually is.
Oh, okay.
But it is a horror technical demo, we'll say. It's an interactive demo.
Oh, okay.
Or an interactive teaser is what they label it as. So you can download
it's a demo.
Of a game that's going to come out.
Of a game that's eventually going to come out.
In 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
In a while. But I got my friend to play it, and even I played it, but that game is very good at unconventional game scares. Or that demo is. Because when I play something like, the only game that I've ever been truly afraid of was this game on the PS2 called Fatal Frame.
Yep.
And those are games where the only way to defeat the enemies that are chasing you are to face them directly and take a picture of them. Like,
oh,
they're ghosts,
my gosh.
Right? So it's like, oh, this ghost is chasing me. The only way to kill this ghost is for me to use my camera obscura to take a picture of this ghost and then send it back to where it came from. So you have to constantly face your fears.
And it doesn't help that the controls aren't that great.
Yeah, and so that's part of it, though. That's kind of a debate in horror games, is like the reason Resident Evil 1 might have been so scary is because you had those tank controls that were so hard. It's like, oh god, I gotta turn around on the spot before these zombie dogs bite me in the ass. Yeah.
See, I never took that as scary. I always just took it as frustrating.
Oh, okay. So yeah, there's stuff like that. But with this game, it's first person, and there's not a lot of, not to it. You walk, you turn around, and you can zoom in and look on things. And that's all, those are all the controls.
Hmm.
But even with those minimal controls, and the limited space you're in, they're able to create these really tense and scary situations. And like, I haven't been scared of a game in this way in years. Like, there was nothing on the previous console that kind of made me jump out of my seat like this technical demo did.
It's good.
And I have, if no one knows what it is, if you're listening to this, you have a PS4, you don't know what PT is, I recommend just download it, play it, try it out before you look up anything online.
Uh-huh.
A lot of it comes from the reveal at the end, but yes. If you ruin all the scares for yourself, then there's nothing there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's really fun. It's very tense. I can't stress that enough.
Is it long?
It depends. It depends on how lucky you are.
Okay.
And yeah. how much perseverance you have.
Yeah.
Damn. All right.
Yeah, how diligent you are, really. Yeah.
The end of it is very dumb. I don't believe... just the way you have to get to the end is very dumb. So, like, if you do get stuck, like, I don't blame you for maybe looking up a fact or something on how to do it.
Okay. Because
it's very obscure. And very obtuse. But other than that, like, it's very, very good. Yeah. So that's how I've been enjoying my new console. And I think next week I'll have Metal Gear and Last of Us to talk about.
Mm.
Yeah. It's been my week. A lot of, like you guys, a lot of Destiny. And just doing other stuff. And I made tomato sauce this morning because tis the season.
Tis the season to make tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Okay, when's the season where you make steak?
Steak?
Yeah.
Like, spring?
Damn it!
Like, end of winter?
I need my beef. When's the pasta season?
Pasta season is all year round. There is no such thing as a non-pasta season.
Yeah. Okay. Pasta doesn't have a season. It's
What about wine?
Wine is right after, like, 2 weeks after tomato sauce making. So that'll be soon.
Oh, man.
That'll be soon.
You get to crush grapes.
We have a press.
Yeah, we don't step fun. In it. Come on.
No, that's gross. You get feet grossness all over your grapes. Yeah,
and then it ages in those barrels forever. And you'll be part of that liquid.
Gross.
So even if you move on from this world, you'll still
be behind. The wine will still be around. Gross. But yeah, I think sausage season is also around steak season.
Sausage?
Whew. Yeah, we make our own sausage too.
Oh, you make your own sausage?
Damn. We got a bunch of like beef and stuff. We ground it up ourselves and then we buy... You can buy separate casings. You can just buy casings. So they're just pig intestines. And then you just make a sausage.
I got you.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
It is.
Okay. Well, that's the show. A bit long this week. But what can you do? We had a lot to say.
A lot about Destiny.
Yeah. We had lots of stuff to say about Destiny. TJ, where can they find us on the internet?
I got this. Let's see. TNIB.
No!
No! Why not? Yo.
Oh
yeah! What, Google?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Google.ca, Google.com, Google.eu.
Google dot your specific location.
Yeah, wherever you are.
Yeah.
Put in TNIAB into the search bar, or put in three nerds in a basement into the search bar.
Yeah, even if you're in your Gmail account, you can still search for it.
Yeah.
But if they wanted to email us,
I got this. Where would they go? I got this. TNIAB.letters@gmail.com. Yeah.
All right, there you have it. We'll be back with you guys next week with Destiny updates.
Yay.